This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Woodsy and Paul. We are Ben and Woods, but Ben is out. Just got a text from him. Looks like things have stabilized a little bit. He did have to leave the show at 7. So we were all caught a little bit off guard and unaware, but we are going to plow through for the next hour and get you on your way, get you ready for Padres baseball tonight. I say it all the time. Stand by it, even after a demoralizing, awful loss. At least you have the chance to tee it up again today. Try to get back on the right track against the Giants. And you got Nick Pivette on the bump. Excited to watch Nicky P pitch, albeit at midnight here when the games start. I'm out in Texas visiting my family. I did, man. I made it like 7 innings, and I just crashed out. I'm not feeling well. Also, I'm under the weather. It's just it's been one of those weeks, one that hopefully we can look back on and laugh at some point, Paulie. How are you feeling? Because you were starting to get a little sick, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better. I think I was just a little bit worn down, busy weekend, and got a couple of good nights sleep in a row, and just kind of took it easy yesterday. Woke up this morning feeling much better, much better.
Apparently, traveling like 25,000 miles in 6 weeks will take it out of you. And I feel very fortunate.
You know, when you had to travel for work, did you drive or fly more?
I would go every other week.
Okay, that's a lot of traveling. Now, not as far a distance obviously.
No, but then when I would get there, I had a territory in the Southwest, so I'd fly from Dallas to Phoenix, and then I would drive all around Arizona. I mean, hours and hours a day sometimes, and then I would catch a flight to Billings, Montana, and drive hours and hours from hospital to hospital. But I was 25, you know, not 50.
Invincible,
Invincible, you know, could go out drinking every night and get up and go do a 200-mile drive and go do 4 meetings and call it a day. It's much, much harder now, and you know, it's been a lot of miles on this ass for the last 6 weeks or so. They've all been great. You know, every trip has been phenomenal, but, you know, it's just been one of those weeks where, you know, the team's not playing well, you're not feeling well, you're on remote, Ben's got personal stuff going on, you're not feeling good. It's like, holy cow, let's We're going to have to earn it this week for sure. Yeah, and you know, speaking of fun, we wanted to do something a little fun. We were going to do it when Ben was there. We need you guys to call right now if you want to go see the game tomorrow. We got tickets for you, don't we, Paul?
Yeah, we got tickets to tomorrow's game. You can call right now, 833-288-0973. But this is not just like fifth caller. You're going to have to earn it. So we're going to load up the phone lines, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game against the Giants. First 40,000 in attendance going to get a Michael King bobblehead. We gave those away last week. Just the bobblehead, not the tickets. Now you get the tickets. You got to get in line for the bobblehead, though. You can get your tickets at padres.com/tickets. So I see some calls rolling in. Now, we're playing a brand new game, Woodsy. We have never played this game before, so why don't you walk us through it? We got 6 callers already calling in right now, so I'm going to try to get everybody lined up.
Pretty simple. It's Ben's big, beautiful box, and we have it in the studio. And what we do is we fill it with something. And all you have to do is listen and guess what it is. And we are just going to go caller by caller. And you need to be specific on what it is. It's something that Ben has put in his big, beautiful box. And all you have to do, Paulie, will just rip through the phones one by one. And if you guess it right, you win the tickets. It's that simple. Could be the first caller, could be the 10th caller. I have no idea who's going to win this thing.
Okay.
But so, Paulie, if
you
would.
Do they get any clues or anything? Like, how do we want to do this?
I'll put it this way. He did not bring it from home. He brought the box from home, but what's inside it was
Well, this is actually, this is our engineer's Amazon Prime box. So if this is a good game, if the people like this one and we like this one, we can make an actual, like, Ben box and that we can use in the future. But this one, yeah, so he did not bring this from home. It was something from the building.
Yes, something from the building. So give it a shake and everyone listen. Everyone on hold, listen. Again. What's in Ben's big, beautiful box?
All right, we're going to go call the number one. Is this Charles?
Yes. Is it paperclips?
Oh, my God. He got it on the very first one.
Paperclips.
The very first
It took
first
Woods like four
one.
Guesses.
No way.
It took me four guesses. Yes, it did, dude. Yes, it did. And you've knocked it out of the park. Charles, I got to be honest with you. I was hoping this was going to kill about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
You were supposed to like take five, six guesses.
I'm very lucky.
Holy
You are very
crap.
Lucky. You are very good. Congratulations. Great game, by the way. Lasted all of 3 seconds.
Really fantastic.
Really fun and tough and challenging game. He nailed it. So,
I mean,
good for you,
said
dude.
Pens,
you're going to the
you
game.
Said push pins. You said thumbtacks.
Yes.
paper clips. And finally, we were like, all right, yeah, this is going to go great. It lasted 4 seconds.
1 second.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Congratulations, buddy. Well done. Crazy fun new game, guys. This is phenomenal.
Really great.
We're doing great.
You know what? Let's just take it to the house.
I'm so ready. I think my equipment's malfunctioning as cutting out. No.
Oh. Woods, can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Not going well. No, you crushed it, dude. Well done. So there you go. You
is,
have won the tickets.
We can get some satellite radio here.
Paulie will get your information. That was phenomenal. Yeah, Megan has a good idea. What finger am I holding up next? Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that we can put in.
I better get
Ben's
the topic
big
wheel
box.
Lubed up.
Yeah, why not at this point? Spin it, Paulie. I don't care. This is crazy. That was supposed to last longer. So wheels off. Right
I mean, we
now.
Told you guys 2 hours ago this is probably going to be the worst radio you're going to hear for a while.
Yep.
All right. Well, the topic wheel here. I didn't expect us to open up the topic wheel this morning, but the question is, Woodsy, would you rather always have to walk backwards or talk backwards?
Walk backwards for the rest of my life. Talking backwards would make this job impossible. I would rather walk backwards for the rest of my life. No question about it. It's the easiest answer I've ever given.
Yeah, I think I would have to agree, although both would be extremely uncomfortable and awkward.
It would be terrible. You couldn't do it. You couldn't talk backwards in everything you said.
Well, I wonder, is it like if you have to put in the effort to talk backwards, like that, I couldn't do that. Like, you know, if I ever got pulled over and the guy and the officer like suspected I was drunk driving and I didn't have a sip of alcohol, but he asked me to like, all right, step out, walk this line. I have terrible balance. I'd probably fail that. But if he said, all right, can you do the alphabet backwards? I'd be like, brother, there's not a chance in hell I could do that. And I haven't had a drink in months. There's no chance I could do it.
My phone is blowing up. People like, great game, dude. Killer game. Yeah. That's amazing. This game, I'm crying right now. That is so hysterical that dude guessed it on the very, very first one.
I almost lied and be like, no, actually, it wasn't.
Just quietly
start putting
replace.
Some other stuff in
yes,
there.
Yes, quietly replace what's in there. I am dying right now. That was really phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. Go ahead.
You want to spin it again?
No, yeah. That was amazing.
It's just been one of those days, one of those weeks.
Yep. All
right. We kind of went down this path a little bit yesterday, or the last time we spun the wheel, but which movie or television show do you think that you quote most often?
It
doesn't have to be that you've seen
of-
the most, but what movie or television show would you say you quote the most? I can start if you're going through Gary's
I've
list.
I've got my
there.
List. I've got the list right in front of me.
I would say, for me, it's probably Superbad.
All right.
I quote that movie, like, almost every day, I'd say.
I would say, for me, it's probably Sopranos, because I will often do, you know, the, oh, there he is. I do it all the time. It drives my family crazy. I don't know. Not a lot you can bite down here on this topic wheel today, which is about par for the course. I'm not going to open the phones again, though. That's not going to happen. We just need to figure out what we're going to do for the next 51 minutes, Paulie. That's what we need to do right now. That game was really supposed to take about 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes.
We were supposed to rattle through like 4 or 5 more callers.
Yeah.
And...
Ha, ha, ha. Nope. Good guess,
oh,
bud.
Dang. Nope. You didn't get
worst.
It. Nope.
This is the worst. This is the worst radio I've ever been a part of.
I'm like embarrassed. I'm ashamed right now.
It's hard to recover from at this point. We will try to figure it out. We got a Rindle report coming up at 9:30 this morning, but I do think that you know, it does warrant more discussion. I'm seeing a lot of people kind of down on a lot of different players on our team right now, and I think Fernando Tatis Jr. has been.
I'm
has
glad
been
you brought
one
that up.
That is.
There's been like 15 guys that get blame seemingly every single day, and you would think this is like the worst team of all time, because if it's not Tatis, then it's Manny, and if it's not Manny, then it's Arise, and if it's not Arise, then it's Shilt, and if it's not Shilt, then it's Cease, and if it's not Cease, then it's Nestor. You know what I mean? Like, we are just like throwing like this blanket of blame over the entire team right now.
Yeah, it is. It's tough right now, and when they were winning, I even saw people complaining, you know, that it's not the best lineup, and I kind of tend to agree with them. I do think you can win baseball games in spite of the lineup. I think you can win baseball games in spite of managerial decisions. I do see players bail managers out all the time. That's kind of what they're there for. You know, the manager can set the lineup and roll along as the game, you know, continues and try to make the right decisions. But, you know, good teams can overcome a bad manager, but a good manager, it's hard for them to overcome a team where guys aren't doing what they're capable of doing. And I saw our pal Darren yesterday put up an audio clip from his podcast, and he was talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. in general. And I guess I hadn't thought about it this way. And I liked the analogy he made. He essentially said, while if you look at Tatis's numbers, I think he's in a 799 OPS, 800 OPS is great. You know, if you're at 800 or above, you're having a good season. So it's not as bad as maybe a lot of people are making it out to be. But the fact that he is a Lamborghini is how he put it. He said, you bought a Lamborghini and you're telling me that you have this Lamborghini because, man, look at the trunk space in it, or look at the way that it is fuel efficient. No, like, you have a Lamborghini, you want to be able to rip this thing at 180 miles an hour, handle every turn. You know, it's a race car, and you're giving me these features that you would give me if you had a Toyota Camry. And I go, man, that's an interesting way to put it. And I think my only counter to that would be,
but he's like a third best player in the National League on, if you go by WAR, I guess, which is supposed to be like one of the most all encompassing ways of analyzing a player's productivity and what they bring to your team. So, like, I don't know that it's not that he's a Camry versus a Lamborghini being the old him. He's still a Lamborghini. He's still, like, he should probably get MVP votes for how valuable he has been this season. It's just not what we're used to. We're used to the big home runs, but he's having as more of a productive season, you could argue, than the years where he did hit 30 plus bombs.
I think what it boils down to for me is Yeah, he's still a Lamborghini, but he's not opening it up, right? Like, he's a Lamborghini driving the speed limit, essentially, right now, because for whatever reason, you know, whatever reason, the power has just not been there. The fearsomeness that he, the fear that he strikes into opposing pitchers, you don't really worry about Toddy taking you deep right now because he hadn't done it. It's been, right. I think, the longest homerless streak of his career.
It's over 300 at-bats now?
Yeah, something like that. But the thing I will say, the only thing I will say is I've seen other players having down years at the plate, and they don't provide Lamborghini-type defense, base running, et cetera, et cetera. At least, my God, at least he's still giving you value on a daily basis. I know it's a bit of a cope. I know it is. But I do think it could be so much worse with a player like Fernando Tatis Jr. I really do. Now, I do realize it could be a lot better. There's some unlocked stuff in him that, for whatever reason, this year, is it the constantly being thrown up and in, afraid to kind of dig in and get his A swing off? I don't know. It could have gone so much more south right now. And I think all of us, we have that hope he will eventually turn on the juice, turn on the power. I know you can't flip the switch. He would have done it by now, but it's kind of the only thing I'm holding out hope. And yeah, I still love having him in the lineup every single day. I liked the Lamborghini analogy of like, hey, I bought this thing. It's really, really cool and it's really flashy, but I only drive it 55 miles an hour, or, you know, it's very comfortable, or it's got a lot of trunk space. It could have been a lot worse.
You should never drive more than 55 miles per hour.
Well, as we know now,
as we figured out from the DMV and their stern warning that they gave you.
That's one of the craziest things that's ever happened to me. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We got a Rindle report coming up. Mercifully, put a bullet in this show for the rest of the day. Turn it over to Braden. Get you ready for Padres baseball. I'm embarrassed. I'm sick to my stomach, so just know that moving forward. Be right back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, good chance to get right tonight at Petco Park. Nikki P. on the bump. Facing Kai Wei Tang, that's the guy. They absolutely torched this dude last time they played him. Made him throw a ton of pitches. You know, got to get this ship righted today out of Petco Park. Nikki P is going to be on the bump, 12-4 with a 2.87 against, again, Kai Wei Tang, 1-2 with a 9.90 ERA. And, you know, some guys in the lineup have handled him pretty well. Going to be interested to see. I know Crony came out of the game last night. Not sure what the status is with him. Jackson Merrill, you know, is still kind of up in the air with an ankle. I just have no idea, Paulie, if he can go or even should go at this point. I really, really don't know what the plan is for him moving forward. But Kai Wei Tang is a righty. So Mike Shildt this morning can breathe easy, in my opinion. I think he'll say, oh, no problem. Now I can get Ryan O'Hearn, who everyone's clamoring for, out there in the lineup against a righty, and maybe put this thing to bed, getting a couple of
wins.
You make
it sound like we're, like, screaming for Yuli Gurriel to get more starts, like, with O'Hearn in particular. Like, I guess we'll give this guy a start finally. It's like, bro, he was an all-star. Like, you gave up some significant prospect capital to get him. Let's use him. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, I agree. I think I see it and I do agree with it, and it does make sense to me. And for me, it's always, I always say this about managers, and, you know, I think you make the moves that you make in order to cover your own rear end. And that's no different in their walk of life, than in mine. And if it's me, Paulie, I want to go down with my best guys, not the guys that I like the most or not the guys that have a track record for a couple of years, and you know, of course, I'm very appreciative of what Luis Arraez does bring to the table on a day in, day out basis. But I do think when you acquire Ryan O'Hearn, to have him essentially as a bench piece against lefties, I don't know, man. I can justify putting him in there the way that his ABs have been. And remember, man, I just remember Shildt putting Trenton Brooks in the lineup a bunch. Trenton Brooks hit one home run, and he said, you know, somebody had asked him the question after the game of, like, why does he keep getting looks? And Shildt said something to the effect of, well, I like the way he looks at the plate. I like his ABs. You know, he looks hitterish up there. And I think there's some validity to that, but this production certainly wasn't there. I mean, who looks more hitterish and ready to pounce than Ryan O'Hearn right now? I don't know. And that's kind of, for me, is like a bit of a mixed message there, in my opinion. But I just think, for me, I'm covering my ass. And if we lose with a bunch of all-stars in the lineup, guess who it's not on? It's not on me. I put a bunch of all-stars out there. They didn't get the job done. And, you know, we tee it up again tomorrow and we try again. So
and that's kind of what we were talking about earlier on the analytics, the lefty-righty versus just who's the better player, who's got the better track record. Not so much just like matchup specific, but I mean, who do you feel confident if they made a pitching change, are you going to keep that guy in there? Like, you know, you would never take, like, even as bad as he is, like, you're never taking Manny out of the game because of a you know, which arm the guy uses on the mound to throw
with. Right.
But for whatever reason, that's still what we're going through here right now with O'Hearn, and then you know, Bryce Johnson trying to get some playing time, and Luis Arraez seemingly getting playing time every single night.
Yeah, I agree, and I just, again, I'm going to put my best guys out there, let the chips fall where they may. You know, despite maybe some bruised egos or hurt feelings, I just, you know, I think for our fan base. In general, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think I can say this pretty confidently. Everybody just wants to see you guys win a World Series. That's pretty much what it boils down to. And as much as we fight, as much as we infight, as much as we self-immolate, as much as we call people names, at the end of the day, we're all on the same team and want this team to win. Are you doing the best that you can to maximize everybody's value in the right spot on the field as well? I think we can live with, I can always live with losses, if lost the right way. Does that make sense? Like, hey, man, sometimes they get you. You know me. I'm fine tipping my cap. You know, hey, some nights they get you. Some days it's not your day. But I got my best guys out there. I'm not really playing for later in the game. I'm not really playing for later, you know, later in the season. I know Ben was texting with AJ Caswell. I think he was going to talk about it today at some point. You know, and he asked AJ about the interaction he had with Shilty yesterday. You want to play it again? You have it handy. We can play it again. AJ and Mike Schilt talking pregame about Ryan O'Hearn.
Give me 1 second here. I got to pull it up.
Cool.
Like, Ryan O'Hearn's had some pretty good numbers against lefties this season. Consider starting him against lefties, or is that you do him as a bench bat against lefty pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of things. Where would you have started him?
I mean, there are places, there's options.
Right.
Necessarily like today or generally?
Today.
It's your call, not mine.
No, I'm just curious. He's done fine. I mean, you know, it's more about. The reason I ask is I can answer the question more specifically. Not
okay. Well, then today there's two options. Obviously, like maybe left in the Orianna Center or DH, but obviously Manny's there today.
He is there today. So Manny's been going pretty hard, and he's played pretty much every game. So we're giving him a DH day, and Bryce has also swung the bat well against the lefties, and you know, looking at him to get an opportunity to go play and play some center field. So it's a really fair question and definitely a consideration. Just want to be specific to where that could have been. But, Ryan's done a nice job, and he is a great option for us off the bench.
Going forward, could we see that? Like, obviously, it's day-to-day, completely dependent.
But. Yeah, I think it's always going to be flexible. I mean, you know, it's going to be relative to just the total picture of who we have on the club that day. So I think that's, like, every day it's always a question of who's going to give us the best opportunity to go compete.
Yeah, and so, you know, Ben texted him about that exchange yesterday, and AJ said something to the effect of, you know, it is August. Just because it looks a certain way now, you know, it may not look the same way in September. And I think that's fair, you know, and I'd need to go back and look. But Ben did bring up the point. You know, the lineup switched up a little bit last year with Jackson moving up to the top, closer to the top. Yeah, as the season progressed. And I think, you know,
it took until September before we started seeing any of those radical lineup changes that we clamored for a while.
I do go back and forth on it. I really do, because there's a part of me that likes consistency. It's very much value consistency, knowing where they are, knowing what's going to be asked of them. But then there's a part of me too that likes strategy and optimization. And obviously, if it works, well, look at you. You optimized it. Is there ever a scenario, and I think this is what's sticking in people's craw, is there ever a scenario, Paulie, that you see Shilty saying, hey, man, we're going to optimize this lineup, and the best lineup is Luis Arraez in the 7 and Jackson Merrill in the 2 or Ryan O'Hearn in the 2. Do you ever see that, envision that happening? I don't know that I do.
He's not going to put himself into that deep of a corner or whatever, like back himself into a corner that much and be that specific. But I also think he's extremely hesitant to say anything that could potentially upset the apple cart and you know, hurt some feelings.
Well, and again,
because what AJ was asking for was, why isn't O'Hearn starting over Luis Arraez? Is my guess. I haven't talked to him.
Correct.
That's what he was asking, and kind of felt like Shilty was like, "Well, who specifically? What are you talking about?" And AJ, AJ didn't give in, but that's what he was asking. That's what all the fans want to know, and to kind of spin it like, "Oh, you know, it just depends on what we got each and every day, and who's on the roster each and every day," and it's like kind of a bit of a nothing answer.
Yeah, it kind of was, and I think that's really what's sticking in people's craw. Like, for example, I don't want to see 162 different lineups. I know that there are teams that have done that, and maybe it's worked out for them. But I am also open to seeing that lineup maybe look a little bit better and being a little more optimized with the guys that we got, including All-Star Ryan O'Hearn. I'm here to see it. You know, that's what I want to see. I want you guys to tell me and believe it that you're doing everything in your power to go out and win a World Series. That's what I want to see. And if you do it and you have the best guys in the best spots and you don't win it, I can live with that. I can absolutely live with that. But to have guys like that, you know, sitting kind of waiting their turn for one big swing in the seventh or eighth inning. I don't know, man. I just don't know that it's the best strategy, but they don't pay me for that.
That's where my frustration is. This is my last point on it, is we talked about it a little bit earlier this morning, and if anybody missed it, how the last four games, and it's a small window, it's a small sample size, I understand that, it's starting to feel like the first half Padres, who could not slug for anything, had to take every bit of energy they had to scrape across a run or two, and then they went on the run after the All-Star break, and we were feeling much better, and now they're kind of regressing back to that, and the whole issue has been slug. And so when you have these new guys now, this revamped lineup, and you have both O'Hearn and Sheets coming off the bench, that's where I'm like kind of putting my hands up going, I don't know, man. Like, I think they should be, one of them at least, should be getting some more significant, more everyday at-bats.
I agree with you, man. And again, we'll see how they optimize it or choose to optimize it. And I think a win would do a big thing for this fan base, get everybody to calm down just a little bit. I know it's just, you know, if you can go out and win today, get a little bit better vibes. I'm all in support of that. We'll come back. We've got a Rindle report coming up, but quick, let us tell you about our beloved.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Yeah, I mean, 7 Mile Casino is a part of Ben and Wood's lore. They've been with us forever. We've been with them forever. If you haven't made it down, today is as good a time as any. Got the homestand going on. Great place to go get a pregame meal. Great place to go postgame. Maybe hopefully not blowing off some steam or frustrations. Hopefully you're going to celebrate tonight, playing a little California-style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some Pie Gal poker, or some Baccarat. But, yeah, it's 7 minutes from Petco Park, really. I mean, you get on the freeway, you exit, you park, you walk in. Smoke-free environment, slot machine-free environment. Really, really well-done layout. And they take good care of you. That's the thing I like the most, is ease of use. It's so convenient, so close to downtown. You're not driving 45 minutes out, parking in a big parking garage. You got everything you're looking for. The food is spectacular. The service is spectacular. So if you haven't made it out, great time to do it. Check out 7 Mile Casino, because it is just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3. One more segment to go. What a wacky, wacky week. We apologize, and we will never speak of today again. That is a problem. We're not going to go in the Wayback Machine, be like, remember that crap show that we had, Paulie? Let's replay some of that. We're just going to forget about it. We're going to move on.
I should not save the worst game in radio history for like a look back on a Throwback Thursday down the road or anything?
No, I'll save it. I just don't want to hear about it today. But yeah, I'd say save it.
I bet in a year from now we'll think it's really funny when we hyped up this game. It's brand new. We're excited about it. We tried it out this morning. It was great. And then it was over in about 2 seconds.
It really was a worst case scenario. It really, really was. And trying to throw a curveball by the tier ones did not work out for us this morning. Trying to kill a little clock.
I hope you guys have all enjoyed watching us just squirm today.
I'm pouring sweat right now. It's also because I'm not feeling well. And so I'm sweaty and I'm dehydrated. Beauty is, when I get out of here, I can go literally get in. I'm going to crawl in bed and forget that that ever happened. We'll come back tomorrow fresh and ready to go, hopefully, to talk about a Padres win. We do have a Rindle report. Let's get to that after our last check of traffic with the great Kelly Danick.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Sorry, I moved my camera. If you're watching on the YouTube feed, I moved it so that I could stand up and walk around for the last segment.
That won't be
distracting. Try to get a little energy.
Though.
Yeah, that won't. Well, it was trained directly on my wiener when I was standing up, so I had to move it. So I don't want anybody looking at that. That's for one lady and one lady only. And boy, is she happy with me this morning. Holy cow. My littlest one had a little meltdown in front of the school, his first day of school. My other one's very ill. So it's going well. Things are going well in the Ben and Woods family right now.
Well, let's have some fun with some audio here. I think you can put
audio.
A smile on your face. Woodsy, it is August 19th, 2025. If I asked you, do you know what happened on this day, would you have any answer for me?
What's the date?
August 19th, 2025. What happened, I'll even tell you, 5 years ago today?
I have no earthly idea. None whatsoever.
We were provided with a moment in Major League Baseball that provided us with some pretty unbelievable audio. But what's more crazy is to look back now 5 years is to see how the legend of like this particular moment has evolved. It was 5 years ago today that the Royals and the Reds were playing a Major League Baseball game, the shortened pandemic season, and Tom Brenneman was caught with a hot mic on the broadcast, and he said some pretty awful things, some homophobic slurs. It was really bad, and it went out to everybody. And
God, I remember it.
Yeah, it took a couple of I think it took like a couple of innings if I remember correctly, where he had to then make an apology. It was out there. Everybody, it was circling on social media. Everybody heard it. And he had to issue a statement. The only problem for old Tom Brenneman was that, well, Cincinnati Reds, now Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Nick Castellanos was at the plate.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck for the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight.
Now, that was honestly, a moment of, it brought some levity, I guess, to the whole situation. Everybody had fun with the Nick Castellanos home run, but the way that the legend of Nick Castellanos has evolved since then is kind of crazy to go back and look now with 5 years later.
That is really, really, really something. Really, really something, man. Holy cow. yeah, he is the legend of the home run. And we did an Instagram feed where I listed out all the special moments that he's had, and it was crazy. And it got a lot of views. Like, it got a ton of views. It was bananas. And all the different things that Castellanos has homered whilst, you know, a big major event is going on, and it's truly staggering. But, yeah, that moment was nuts.
Wild.
Nuts.
5 years ago now today. So there's that. Now, Nick Castellanos was then moved from the Reds over to the Phillies, and that kind of leads us into our next story because it has to do with Phillies broadcaster John Kruk, who is just one of the best analysts in the game of baseball. My opinion, he's smart and he's funny, and that's exactly what you want out of your color analyst during the games. And this clip was going around yesterday. He posed a question to his broadcast partner, and it kind of came out of nowhere as far as I could tell. I couldn't see any context that got them talking about clocks. But here's what John Kruk asked, and I'm curious what you would have to say, Woodsy.
The person who invented the clock.
Yeah, which one, the digital or the hand?
The first clock ever.
Okay.
How did that person know what time it was?
There is that sundial they might have used.
Is that accurate, though?
No, I guess it's as accurate as it can be. So when you were contemplating the clock thing, did you come up with any answers yourself?
No, I thought I'd ask you.
I would think sundial.
Sundial.
Oh, my God. I think he just blew my mind. I also have a really hard time with time, Paulie. I do. I must have, since I got here, right, I'm 2 hours ahead. And when I was in Hawaii, I was 3 hours behind. The mental gymnastics that I had to do every day and that I have done here, I think about it all the time. I'm like, okay, 2 hours ahead of them. What, like, it is mess. I set my alarm for the wrong time the first day. Luckily, I'd wake up anyway. My mental alarm is pretty good. I have a hard time with time as well, and I think about it quite a bit. And I do think it's brilliant that there's just this arbitrary time that we're like, all right, sounds good to me. It's 12 noon. You know what I mean? It's like because somebody said it, or today is August 19th because, well, this is the wheel that's been set in motion. You know, then they get the leap year that throws you off every single year. It's crazy. And so I John Kruk is a lot smarter. He plays like the oaf, you know, the big dumb idiot. He's not. That's a really, really good question.
And it's kind of Don and Mud. Like, can you not see Mud asking that randomly and Don going, I would assume it was just the sundial there, Mudley?
I would think it would be exactly Mud would ask that question, and then he would go, I've got no idea, Mudley. You know what I mean? I really can. It's so good. Somebody, there's obviously science behind it. I just don't know what it is, nor have I ever thought to really go and check on it. But Krucky just blew my mind. How do we know? Well, you don't. You just take it in blind faith, as you always do.
I loved the clip. I saw it on Blue Sky. Our buddy Craig Calcaterra wrote, cannot believe that this is how we find out that Tom McCarthy is in the pocket of Big Sundial. Low-key, best part of that is the tone Kruk assumes when he says of the sundial, is it accurate, though? That's something
Play
he has
again,
strong... Yeah, he says that's something he has strong opinions about, but he's trying not to make McPhee feel foolish for his assumptions. So now hearing that, listen to it one more time.
The person who invented the clock.
Yeah, which one, the digital or the hand?
The first clock ever.
Yeah.
How did that person know what time it was?
There is that sundial they might have used.
Is that accurate, though?
Is that accurate, though?
Now, I'll be honest, dude. Earlier in the show, if you missed it, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I got a letter from the DMV. Paulie read it on the air. They're basically warning me. I've gotten a couple of speeding tickets in the last 6 months, so I'm at points on my license. There are people in the chat screaming, it's a scam, you got to question everything. I'm not a question everything guy. I'm a question some things guy. And I do find it a little bit like spinning your wheels sometimes to question every single thing that comes around. Now, I could do a better job at questioning things, certainly. But when I got that letter, I went, all right, looks like I'm in trouble. They're not asking me for my debit card or anything. It's probably real. Questioning, did he really know what time it was? That blows my mind, because I think you can spin yourself into a tizzy, you know. And I like the people that are always like, come on, man, you're such a rube. You know, you got to question that stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, if it says 11:51 on my clock and my watch, I'm going with 11:51. And that's just one of those things I'm not going to question. Ever.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and then we'll
That's
wrap it
so
up.
Funny, though.
I got a story here that kind of has me thinking bigger picture. We're going too far with the subscription service model. Everything in the world nowadays feels like Yes. You have to subscribe to a monthly or bi-monthly or whatever. And I saw this story that Volkswagen, now this is only happening in the United Kingdom right now. There's no word on if this is coming to the United States, but it's the idea more than this specific example that had me thinking about this. So Volkswagen has debuted a new subscription service for their electric cars, and it's basically you have to pay extra to get the full horsepower of your electric vehicle. So the example that I'm reading here is, it says the Volkswagen ID.3 electric car has 228 horsepower. If you don't pay the fee, which is just over $20 a month, then you only get access to 201 of that horsepower. Now, they are framing it as, we're giving people options. If you are a slower driver and you like to drive slower, then maybe you only need 200 horsepower and you don't need to pay that extra money. But if you want to go a little bit faster, you have to pay for it. And I go, that is absurd. And I really hope that is not the trend we're going down.
If you don't need the extra horsepower, can't you just ease up on the gas pedal? If I buy a car, I want everything that it's capable of doing. Period. That's what I want. And yes,
you shouldn't have
I
to pay extra for it.
Right. Especially as it pertains to the way that it drives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you tell me we can put a better system in there, whatever, fine, I'll pay extra for whatever. But holy crap, I actually need that car. Maybe I would get fewer tickets. I'd get the 210 horsepower. I would probably be better served.
It might actually be good
driving
for you.
It might actually be good for me. Well, so we are wrapping up for the day. Padres take on the Giants tonight. Nikki P., we need you to be the stopper. We need some better vibes on this program in our city, in the YouTube chat. Thank you guys for hanging in. It's probably the worst radio I've ever done. Paulie, I don't want to talk to you. Don't call me. I don't want to rehash it. Let's never mention it again. I want everybody to have a great day. Touch some grass if you can. Braden's up next.
If any of your friends asked, how was Ben and Woods this morning? Just say, I didn't get a chance to listen, actually.
Yep. Love you guys very much. We will we'll be back tomorrow. Peace. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.